Hi, my name's Ezra, I'm an addict. Yeah, it's good to be here. I'm a little bit nervous, so just guys, as my sponsor told me, I've done my step 3, my step 7 prayer before I come down here, so you know I'm here to sort of carry God's message as I understand it, do you know what I mean? So I'm gonna talk like my experience, strength and hope, and like how I'm here because I used to use drugs and I couldn't stop using drugs, and at the end of me using, I was in and out of detoxes. I come to a place which I now understand. I was physically, mentally, and spiritually in trouble. Do you know what I mean? Mentally, I was seeing things. I had psychosis. Physically, I had, I'd been banging up. I had stuff wrong with my arm, and spiritually, I didn't believe in anything. I didn't believe in myself. I didn't believe in anybody. I didn't believe in anything, and I got to a place where it was basically either live or die. Basically, I was mentally so gone. I was thinking about killing myself, and I knew that I needed to do something. And I sort of started off going in and out of detoxes, and that really was the start of me getting clean, because I went into a detox, and I started coming in contact with other addicts like myself who talked about using how I knew how to use, sort of thing, and they were clean, and that was like the first. I thought I was sort of one of a kind. I didn't know what I was. I didn't know what was wrong with me, but what I heard was sort of like the power of like being able to relate to someone else, and like that, the parallel of like one addict helping another. That was like that start, you know. When I got that, something started. You know, I sort of knew that I could get clean, and I went out and I used a couple more times, and because I believe that I needed to hit a place. I needed to hit a place where it was either live or die. It was either do this or die, or continue, because that's where my using would have progressed to. Do you know what I mean? I was mental. Do you know? So I knew I had to hit a place where, no matter what, I'd do what was suggested to me, and that's like, and that willingness sort of is still with me now, because I know that if I don't do this, if I don't work a program and do what's suggested, I will go out and use, and that's, you know, they say it progresses, and my illness were bad enough when I stopped using, do you know what I mean? And what I did was I went into a treatment centre, and what I did is I started reading about what was wrong with me, and I started, because that's what people suggested to me to do, do you know what I mean? That's, like, I believe I worked a 1, 2 and 3 when I put myself into treatment. I'd admitted to myself that was something wrong with me. Put myself into a detox and a treatment centre. Started listening to people around me who were saying to me, go to meetings, do you know what I mean? Do this, do that, and listen to them. And 3, I was buying codeine when I was in detox, and I made a decision to basically, no matter what, flush them down toilet, and no matter how painful it got, basically stay in detox, and it worked, you know what I mean? The obsession, God removed the obsession from me, and I ain't used since then, so I'm 2 years clean. So that, and then what I'd done is I started reading about what was wrong with me, and a mental obsession coupled with a physical allergy and a spiritual malady, and I got that if I put the first drug into my body, I can't stop. So I knew once I was stopped that I had to sort of stay clean. And I also found out that I had a mental illness, do you know what I mean? Once I put the drugs down, that's when my addiction starts, do you know what I mean? That's when I'm irritable, discontent, my thinking's not right, do you know what I mean? you know what, I use drugs basically, that's what I do. I fucking put, you know, life gets so painful for me that I don't know what to do. I want to run and I use drugs, so like that's, you know, I needed to sort of get a grip on that, and thank God I did. I sort of knew I was an addict, do you know what I mean? From just reading about it and relating to other people. And what I do now is, because like, as I've sort of stayed clean, right, for 2 years, like, stuff started happening in my life. I've had stuff coming back into my life, like my son, relationship stuff, all that. And what it is it's how I cope. It's that, I think my illness is in my head, and it's how I look at things and how I cope with things. And my perspective, I heard someone say, it's like it's a disease of a perspective, like, and when I work a programme, and when I've got God in my life and conscious contact, like, my perspective is pretty, I'm sort of restored to sanity. I've got a bit of sanity in sort of the dealings with what I do on a daily basis, you know, in like all areas of my life. Hang on. So I sort of understand why I've got to come to meetings every day. People sort of said to me, you need to come to meetings regularly. You need to connect with another addict, and sort of that's how I've come to understand how it works. If I'm working with another addict and getting connected and letting an higher power in, that's what's going to keep me clean, basically. So now I do like a 10, 11 and a 12. I sort of look at my day every day. I check, do you know what I mean? To see how I've been behaving and thinking and what's going on. But like the biggest one for me that's kept me sane is got to be prayer and meditation. It's like I've had some changes recently where I could have only made healthy choices through prayer and meditation, and it's been great actually. I feel pretty sane a lot of the time. I feel I've got a bit of peace of mind. I've got a bit of sanity. I'm able to make healthy decisions and for my life to sort of go well. And it is going well. But and 12, it's like I understand that I've got to carry this message to the addict who still suffers, because if it weren't for people carrying the message to me, I wouldn't be sat here now and I wouldn't be alive, basically. So it's not hard for me to understand. And for starters, it'd be pretty selfish if I sort of got clean and just went, thank you very much, see you later. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, and it's self-centred disease, isn't it? So if I was to do that, the biggest thing like that I'll say that I've got out of recovery is just peace of mind, a bit of peace of mind, a bit of sanity. And I've got loads out of recovery. I've got a great life. I go to college. I see my son. My mum's using. And I'm able to sort of carry the message to her and be there for my family. I've got mates. I've got you know, and like inside, you know what I mean, through doing the steps and my 4 and 5, I've healed inside to a certain extent, and that's still ongoing. But I think like the biggest thing in recovery, it's given me my life, do you know what I mean? I can't really sit here and say everything what it's given me. I think I heard people talking about the steps, but until I'd actually done them and felt them, I didn't really understand it. So I think it's really important, if you knew about it, it was suggested to me to get a sponsor. Look for someone who's got what you want. Look for someone who's got what you've won. And set about working the steps and understanding what it is you've got and what you need to do to stay clean. It's just fucking great. All I can say is try it, do you know what I mean? And if it don't work for you, then it worked for me. And do you know what I mean? It's amazing. It's a miracle that I'm alive, and it's good to have you in my life, and it's good to have God in my life. I'll leave it there. Thanks.